So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf had discussed the words of Malka Riel, who said to Daniel the words, "Vani basi bidvarecha." Our Gemara now relates a story that transpired with Gavriel, which will explain what Gavriel was referring to. The Navi Yechezkel relates that he was shown in a heavenly vision how a group of people led by one Yizniyahu ben Shafan were bringing karbanos to Avodah Zarah in Yerushalayim, and were acting in an incredibly base and disrespectful way inside the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem then summoned the Malach Michal to exact retribution from the Yidden for these terrible acts. While not everyone participated in these evil acts, Hashem held the Chachamim and the Tzaddikim liable as well for not sufficiently protesting or stopping these evil acts. And so the Malach Gavriel was sent out to carry out the decree, which was to take burning coals from the Kisei HaKavod and cast it upon the city of Yerushalayim as a symbol of destruction. The Malach Gavriel, wanting to help Am Yisrael, waited until the coals cooled down, which would in effect mitigate or nullify the power of destruction. Malach Gavriel then reported back that he had carried out his mission. Gavriel was censured for his actions in that he was administered Shitin Pulsi Danuri, 60 lashes of fire, and was removed from his post for a period of 21 days. Gavriel was replaced by Duviel, who was the Tsar of Paras at this time, as Gavriel relates to Daniel in Sefer Daniel. V'sar malchus paras oimid lenegdi esrim ve'echad yeim. Corresponding to these 21 days, the Tsar of Paras was given 21 kings under his rule for these 21 days. The Tsar of Paras asked to assess a head tax on each Jew, and this was initially granted. Gavriel saw what was about to happen and said the pasuk, Shav lochem mashkim ekum ma'achrei sheves oichle lechem ha'atzavim ken yitin lididei sheinam. He was invoking the schus of those who are menada daishinim einayim, who deprive sleep from their eyes for the sake of Hashem, namely the wives of Talmid Chacham, who wait for their husbands who come home late from long hours of Torah study, and certainly in the schus of the Talmid Chacham themselves, Hashem should provide for them abundantly. However, he was ignored, and so Gavriel said to Hashem, Rabbi Nishlam, Im yu kochachm umes ha'ilim bekaf maznayim, v'daniel ish chamudis bekaf shniya, le'nimtza machriyas kulam. Is Daniel the great tzaddik not enough to tip the scales for the entire Jewish nation and outweigh any evil? And Hashem responded, Mihu zeshem lamet zchus al banai? Who is the one who is advocating for my children? When Hashem saw that it was Gavriel, Hashem said, Yavai, and Gavriel was reinstated to his former position. Gavriel was now relating all of this to Daniel and said, Vani basi bedvarecha, I was reinstated in your zchus. Gavriel came back into the pargut and saw Duviel with the gzeri in his hands. He lunged to grab it from Duviel, but Duviel swallowed the document. In the process, the signature was erased. Some say it was never signed. As a result, the tax collecting in Paras became a very erratic affair, and a serious gezeirah was averted from Klal Yisrael. Gavriel added that while he succeeded in subduing the Tsar of Paras, he foresaw that in the future, the Tsar of Yavin will rule over and oppress Bnei Yisrael. He cried and davened to nullify this decree as well, but did not succeed. The Gemara returns to discuss the Inuim of Yom Kippur and brings another source for the Inui of Rechitza. Amar B'Yitzchak, Mahacha, Mayim Karam al Nefesh Ayefa, like cold water on a weary soul, indicating that one who refrains from bathing is called Ayef, tired and weary. The Gemara next asks, V'ne'ila sesandl b'nolam, what is the source for refraining from wearing shoes? The Gemara cites a pasuk describing David HaMelech as he was fleeing Avshalom. V'David oyle b'mala hazesim, and we learn that Yachav means barefoot from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which the Gemara explains, refrain from sin so that you should not have to walk barefoot into Galus. The Gemara now examines the source of Tashmesh Amita de Ikru Inim Nola, that refraining from marital relations is considered an inui, and cites the pasuk, Im ta'ana es benoisai, where Lavan upon parting from Yaakov Avinu asked that he act properly with his daughters in this area, and he used the word inui. The Gemara turns to the Isser of Rechitza and clarifies as follows. Asar lirchatz miktzes gufei kakol gufei. The Isser of washing and bathing in Yom Kippur is even washing a portion of the body, and not just the entire body. However, if part of the body became soiled with dirt, one may wash it off, as this is not considered Rechitza shel tainug, washing for pleasure. Similarly, asu lasach miktzas gufei kakol gufei. V'mhayachayla oishayla chatatim b'roishay, sach kedarka v'enachayshish. One may not anoint even part of his body, but may do so for health reasons. One may also wash their hands in the morning to remove ruach ra. Similarly, the Gemara teaches, Tarabon, ha'hoich l'hakbul p'nei aviv o p'nei raboi o p'nei misha gadol mimenu over at tzavar b'mayim v'enachayshish. Someone is going to visit his father or Rebbe may walk through a body of water, even if he is submerged up to his neck, in order to get to his destination. And not only dvar mitzvah, but even dvar hashus, for personal and discretionary activities, the Raisa teaches, shomri peiris, even at tzavar and b'mayim v'enachayshin. Workers who must go out and watch the fields may pass through water on Yom Kippur. As mentioned earlier, this is not considered rechitza shel tainug, washing for pleasure, and therefore permitted. The Gemara points out that we are discussing calm waters, but in a nachal, the redifimaya, in a stream with a strong current, one may not do this anytime because of the danger involved. The Gemara brings the Nevuah of Yecheskel about a water flow that la'asad lava in the future, which will at first trickle out of the Kodesh Kodeshim and then expand to a more substantial flow, becoming deeper and stronger until one will not be able to stand in the depths of this water, and the flow will be so raging that a boat will not be able to navigate the waters. The Gemara on the top of the next Amud says that the waters at Beis David will already become so substantial that Zavin, Zavis, Nidus, V'yaldus will be able to be tevil to immerse in these waters, as the Pasuk states, Bayeimahu Yeh Makar Niftach LeBeis David, Uleyeshvi Yushalayim Lechatus Lonida. Rav Yosef suggests that the Lashon of Yeshvi indicates that one immersing in the mikvah must do so in deep water, deep enough to sit in. The Gemara, however, concludes that the halacha is not like Rav Yosef, but rather if the mikveh has the requisite amount of water, even if the water is so shallow that one needs to lie down in the water to be completely immersed, it is still valid.